How are you on this lovely afternoon? Are you setting into the week okay? Is everything going your way? Well, things are about to get a hell of a lot more rosy in your garden. Because this week we're celebrating the Priceless Playlist. Callers nominate their priceless songs each day. Tell us the reason why your song is absolutely priceless and why it's on your playlist. Send it off to 53102. And thanks to MasterCard and Priceless.com, you can be with a chance of winning a priceless once-in-a-lifetime trip for two to the Brit Awards 2017 with MasterCard at the O2 on Wednesday the 22nd of February. That means you will get return flights to London, deluxe pre-show meal and drinks, 11-1 priority seating at the Brit Awards with MasterCard. You will see Ed Sheeran, Little Mix, 1975, Emily Sandé and Robbie Williams, just to mention a few. You also get passes to the official Brits after party, the hottest tickets in town, and overnight at the Intercontinental Hotel in London. And that is only happening here on Off the Charts with Fergal D'Arcy. So get on to us now about your priceless song, why it's your priceless song, and let us know as well. And be creative, for God's sake. And that's all thanks to MasterCard, celebrating and recognising the priceless effect that music has on us all. More priceless experiences at priceless.com. Simple as that. Here's Alex the Kid, along with Ex Ambassadors, L King. Enjoy. Jer joins me on the line. Jer, how are you today?
Hello, Fergal. I'm really good. How are you?
Good, good. Would you like to go to the Brit Awards?
Oh, would I not? Absolutely love to.
And you're free on Wednesday the 22nd of February?
Certainly, definitely.
Well, Jer, you're a qualifier for today, and the reason why you're a qualifier is because of your choice of your priceless song for our priceless playlist. So what is your priceless song and why is it priceless?
Oh, the best song ever with the best meaning in the world. It's Fuji's Killing Me Softly.
Okay, yeah. And you've picked that because?
When we got together first, myself and my now husband, mm-hmm. was quite difficult for different reasons, distance and family reasons. It was a lot in between us, but I think it was around 95 when we were first together, about a year later, the Fugees song used to be on in all the pubs and nightclubs.
Yeah.
So that was our song, and it actually still is, and it was our wedding song as well. It just means so much to the two of us.
Absolutely, lovely. Well, listen, if that song is priceless to you, it is priceless to us. Well done, you're a qualifier for today. Thank you so much for getting in contact.
Thank you very much, Fergal. Nice to talk to you.
This one's for you, Jer. Strumming my pain with his finger. Today's qualifier for this prize is one of the nicest messages I've gotten in a long time. I'm going to read it out. My priceless song has to be Lady Hear Me Tonight by Mojo. This was the very first ever song that my baby brother Sean danced to as a baby. Sean isn't just any little brother. Sean has Down syndrome, and despite the fact that he has a hearing impairment, it didn't stop him from listening to music and learning how to dance at a really young age, long before he could figure out how to walk and talk. It was the first thing he did, and that I remember that we were just so proud of. 16 years later, we can see now why learning to dance was one of the first things he learned, because Sean absolutely loves music. In fact, he's obsessed with music, Ferg. These years, you'll never see Sean without supersized headphones on and his music blasting out loud as you can imagine. Music is his life. He is the happiest when he's sitting on his special meds, swinging the back garden with his headphones on, singing at the top of his voice. And we are happiest when we look at him doing exactly that. He knows all the current songs, what's hot and what's not, and don't know how he manages to stay on top of it all, but he manages. Give it a month or a week, he'll be there, or Sean takes it in his stride. To be able to bring Sean to the Brit Awards to see his idols that he listens to for hours every day, Ed Sheeran, Little Mix, I can't put words on how special that would be. In fact, it would be priceless. Please, please allow me the honour of bringing him over to the Brit Awards. Nobody in this world could be more deserving of such a trip. He has only been on a plane once before, and poor Sean hasn't got his share of being spoilt with me, his big sister. Because these last 7 years, as I battled 3 cancer diagnoses, he took my illness all in his stride. But of course, I'd be lying if I didn't say that it affected him. He might have special needs, but he's very much so in tune, excuse the pun, with people and with others. And I want to give Sean the ultimate thank you gift for allowing Mum spend precious time with me as I lay in hospital. There'd be no other way to thank him. and to bring him to the Brit Awards. And that was from Laura, who joins us on the line. Laura, how are you?
Hi, Ferg. How are you?
Can I just say that your message touched us here. And when we got it, I just went, God, your brother is such an absolute sweetheart.
Oh, he is. I'm going to get emotional now.
No.
The biggest legend that you could ever imagine, Ferg.
I will tell you to go through all that. And I'll tell you this much, you're going straight into that draw. And I hope, I'm praying for you that we pull your name out of the hat because this guy is a godsend. But you're in with a shout here. One and five.
I won't tell him unless we do win because he probably wouldn't get that part. So I'll just keep it to myself for now.
Well, either way, we're going to send you out a load of music for Shawnee. I think Shawnee's an instant. We're in there, a lot of brothers like Shawnee. We're going to send you out a load of music for Shawnee. He is the man, okay?
I love it. I'll send you in a little video of him sitting on the swing. Blaring music.
And whilst he's doing that, tell him I want to see him dancing to this. This is Mojo, Lady Hearing Tonight. God. You're an absolute star, Laura. There's a lot of people like you in the world. Keep her rocking.
Okay, thanks so much. Bye.
Bye-bye. Not everyone gets to go to these. I've never been myself, but Mary Qualter joins us on the line. And Mary, you're today's qualifier. You might actually be heading over to London because of your story about your wonderful song. Tell us, what song did you pick, Mary?
I picked Thin Lizzy and Sarah.
And why did you pick that?
Because when I was in labour with my daughter in October 1999, back then there was no radio. It was the telly was on and it was teletext, if you remember what that was.
Yeah, I remember it well.
From my first internet.
Yeah.
And we used to have music on in the background. So when she was born, I was looking at her and I had no idea what I was going to call her. And then Thin Lizzy came on the radio with Sarah. So I looked at her and I said, you're going to be Sarah.
Oh, my God. So now you've got a 17-year-old daughter called Sarah, all because of Phil Lynott and the Boys.
Yeah, and every time I hear that song, it just brings me back to the early hours of the 5th of October in 1999.
Well, you know something, that is priceless. This one is for you, Mary. Congrats, you're in the draw.
Thank you, Fergo, thank you.
And thanks for tuning in to Today FM. Good luck.
Good, thanks.
Heroes here on 100 to 102 Today FM for especially a very good friend of ours, Mr. Paul McLoone, celebrating his birthday McLoone. This weekend. McLoone, my friend. Yeah, he has always been a source of inspiration to me. But you know something, that said, I would like to think that people that listen to this show, the People Show, would think that at times we have a job and a role to be inspirational to people. That's what we do. And, you know, when we picked our winner for this competition, you and I had a choice. We could ring them. We could tell them, or we could drive down to their house and let them personally know that they'd won, which is exactly what we did. All right, Ed, morning.
Morning, Ferg.
We're going on an adventure today, my friend. We are going to make someone very, very happy.
That we are. I'm already tearing up, I have to be honest.
I'm going
to
say this shit. Sometimes there are moments in my radio career that I like just to sit back, absorb it, and just say to myself, we have such a wonderful job on days.
We are very lucky. It's good to be able to spread that luck to somebody else.
Lucky, lucky men. Anyway, let's do it. Let's hit the road. You ready?
Let's do this.
Drive on, Betsy. Drive on. Onward, Fort Christian soldiers.
Yes, all of that. Yes, let's just drive on.
Driving home with MasterCard. Yes, all thanks to MasterCard and Priceless.com. We've got tickets to give away for the Brit Awards. Flights to London. Not only that, we are putting people up in a hotel. Do you want to get to see Ed Sheeran, Little Mix, Robbie Williams, just to mention a few. So it's going to be a bit of an adventure for some. So at this moment in time, we are currently arriving at somebody's house. Somebody very local, very special. One of our qualifiers for the competition. And we're going to be telling them that they've won. Now, we've got to be subtle about it.
Sorry. Excuse me,
Yeah, we're looking for the Hickeys.
Pardon?
Drum home, the Hickeys.
Hickeys, this is Hickeys Lane now. Yeah. There's loads of Hickeys.
Oh.
Hickeys there.
Laura Hickey.
Laura.
Drum home house.
She's up. Back up and turn left. Patrick Lane up there. And she is going to
the
third house.
So, the...
Tiny Lane.
Just up.
Up to the corner here and turn left.
Okay.
Thanks,
you thank you very much.
Went to the wrong house, we'll also know, you know. So this is it now, this is all the gang here now, so we're after arriving down now here, see,
here we go.
How are you getting on, Sean?
Well, good to see
you.
Oh, hi, good to see you.
Yeah.
We're making a couple of trips.
Cool. So how's you getting on? I hear you're good man for looking after your sister.
Yeah. Oh, he's the best, aren't you? He's five sisters to look after.
Five sisters?
Yeah, he sure is.
Oh, Sean, you have your work cut out for you.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks very much for inviting us into your lovely house anyway. Yeah. We were very impressed at the fact that you know you're so good at looking after your sister, and we know your sister is sick, and that we know you love music, and those kind of things.
Yeah.
You know, we don't meet people like that often. You know what I mean? Mm. And you know, it takes a fair man to look after his sister, but you have so many sisters, and you look after them all.
Yeah.
So we were kind of thinking, you know what I mean? We got this competition along with MasterCard and Prices.com. Yeah. Did she tell you? And then we're going to fly someone over to the Brit Awards, get to see Little Mix, get to see Robbie Williams, this guy who was red hair like yourself,
Ed Sheeran,
my man. And you see, we're down to the final two, right? And so we got this, right, okay?
What's this like?
We're going to see Laura. So we're going to find out now whether you're going to be going or not.
I don't know where it's going to happen.
Will I open this?
Of course you're going to. So this is it now. This is the moment of truth. Bring it up now.
Congratulations, Sean, Laura, Today FM and MasterCard. Thank you. Are priceless, so we would like to send you to London to see the Brit Awards. Yeah! Yeah! Sean, you're going to the Brit Awards. Oh, my God.
Laura's a great sister as well.
It's just one of those things, like, you can bring him nice places, but... I don't know, just something that he's never going to forget. Like, it's an experience for him, and I'm going to live through his experience, you know? Like, now he gets worried when he sees me cry because he associates that with can't see and see or and stuff. But
these are happy tears, though, aren't they?
Yeah, they're happy tears.
Oh my gosh. We're going to the Brit Awards.
On your darkest day or your worst night, that smile we got today, that was priceless.
To get in contact, we've got Laura and Sean Hickey in studio. Hello.
Hi, Fergo.
How are you guys?
Hi.
Great.
So last week you were at the Brit Awards. Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Oh, it was so much fun, wasn't it, Sean?
Yeah.
Like, it was such an experience, wasn't it, Sean?
Yeah.
So what did you get up to? Okay, first of all, Sean, can I just say that you look like James Bond?
Yeah.
Yeah. I seen the dicky bow, the tux on. Yeah. Laura looked very well as well.
Oh, thanks.
So tell me, so what was the whole rigmarole? So tell us from the moment you left your house, we'll say, going over, what happened?
Okay, so we got a taxi that collected us from our home, and we checked in some luggage and got on the plane. And what were the air hostesses like on the plane, Sean?
Good.
They were great, weren't they? They couldn't believe that we were heading over to the Brits, could they not?
Nope.
And what did they do at the end when everyone left the plane?
Give us Coke.
Well, they gave us free Coke and tea. We have to say hello to Aer Lingus and the, and the crew there, Annette. And
but I heard you were up in the cockpit. Were you in the cockpit?
Yeah, yeah. Was. And what did you get to do in the cockpit? Put on the captain's hat.
Oh, go on, Sean. Yeah.
And we got a photo of him and the pilot, didn't we? Yeah.
So you had loads of fun there. So from there, cool. Then you left the airport and you went to the hotel to get ready.
Yeah, and how did we get to the hotel? In a...
limousine.
In a limousine.
Oh, gosh.
We weren't expecting that when we won. They were a lot of extras that we really weren't expecting.
Okay.
And what did you get to do in the limo?
Drink Coke.
Drink Coke and listen to music.
Yeah.
And I had a glass of champagne.
As you do, I mean, in fairness, if I was there, I would be drinking Coca-Cola and champagne as well.
The limo was brilliant, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So then we got to the hotel. Yeah.
Now, as productions go, the Brit Awards are absolutely huge. You're talking some of the biggest artists in the world, Emily Sandy, Ed Sheeran, Robbie Williams, and then, of course, Coldplay arrive on stage along with Chainsmokers, probably one of the biggest acts of the moment.
Yeah, that was
two of the biggest acts of the moment. I mean, the whole thing... You know, did you enjoy it? Was it a nice experience? Is it something that you'll never experience again?
Without a doubt, it'll be something that we'll never, ever experience again. What did you think, Sean?
Great.
Was it just amazing?
Yeah.
Did you ever experience anything like that before?
Nope.
No, I mean, as far as concerts go, this was, you know, the top stars playing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The top singers.
Now, I understand that you were the star of the show down there, though. I understand that you met a couple of famous ladies from Little Mix, one or two soccer players from Arsenal. Yeah. Go on, tell us. Who did you meet?
Shane, Perry Edwards, Alex.
So Jade and Perry Edwards from Little Mix.
Yeah.
And then Alex, who's an Arsenal England footballer.
Wow, Sean, like, you were up mingling with the stars, having a laugh.
Yeah, he sure was.
Yeah.
We got photos and autographs.
Yeah.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, you're saying how much fun did you have?
100.
Was it 100? Oh, that's all right. That's good with me. So 100 then for the fun.
Yeah.
That is, look.
And who was your favourite performer who sang on the night?
Bruno Mars.
Well, you liked Bruno too, and Ed Sheeran was brilliant, wasn't he? Yeah, he topped it for me, so he did.
Well, I'll tell you this, right? Ed Sheeran played with Stormzy, so I think it's only right that we would play a little bit of Ed Sheeran here on the show. Laura, Sean, thank you so much for coming to visit us, tell us about the experience. We've got you some goodies in bags. We're going to give you them now just before we leave. And listen, thank you so much for being our winners and being such great ambassadors and for going over and doing what you do best, enjoying yourself and having a laugh.
Well, it wouldn't have been possible without you guys, so thank you so much to all of you who made it happen. It's just, we'll never forget it. We have a project here that Sean did in school. We just want to say hi to St. Dalton's Special School, who did a great job on a lovely project.
So Sean
and Nanny, our two grandmothers, in their 90s. But this project is going to be something that we have forevermore, you know, so it's lovely that his school did that with them. So,
oh, brilliant.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it, Sean?
Yeah.
So then, I don't think we'll ever forget it anyway, though, will we?
No.
Well, I'm delighted for you guys. Listen, have fun. Here's some Ed Sheeran and 100 to 102 Today FM. Laura and Sean, it has been, to say the very least, emotional.
Oh, thank you. It really has been, hasn't it? It's a whirlwind of excitement, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Sean will go back to school tomorrow now and everyone's going to be wondering how he got on.
You're famous now, Sean. You might as well stay here and present the show along with me. That's it. No, you don't want to do that?
No.
Ah, come on, Sean. Anyway, look, we'll leave it at that. Here's some Ed. Thank you so much and have a lovely day.
Thank you so much.